Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the Feast of Tabernacles, one of God's appointments that He wants for us to keep with Him. As we were talking about on our last program, there is a rich, rich meaning to the Feast of Tabernacles, and one of the meanings is that it teaches us that right now we are dwelling in a temporary tabernacle. Both our bodies, our physical bodies, which are temporary tabernacles, and this world. This world is a temporary tabernacle. We are just passing through, but there will come a time when we will have a permanent place to dwell, when we will be in a permanent tabernacle. When will that time be? Let's turn back now to Hebrews chapter 11. And we're going to read verse 40, because this is going to give us a clue to answer the question, when will it be that we shall dwell in a permanent tabernacle? In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 40, it talks about the people of faith, and it says, all of these, having obtained a good report through faith, did not receive the promise, and this is the promise of eternal life, this promise of being in an eternal place with God. They did not receive this promise because God has provided something better for us. Us meaning all of the people after the people of faith who were written about. So all of the people after the people of faith who were written about. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Rahab the harlot, all of those people of faith, as named in Hebrews 11, and many others that the Bible doesn't even mention. After that, there were many other people of faith. There are people of faith alive today, so it's talking about us. God having provided something better for us, so that they, these people of faith that's chronicled in Hebrews chapter 11, so that they, without us, should not be made perfect. In other words, this clue into when we shall receive a permanent body and live in a permanent place, this clue tells us that it's going to happen all at the same time. All of the Old Testament saints, all of the New Testament saints will receive the promise at the same time. What is that time? Well, now let's turn over to 1 Thessalonians. This is the first book of Thessalonians, and we want to read in chapter 4. So this is 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and we want to read verses 13 through 17. I'll start reading in verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, so that you don't sorrow as others who sorrow because they have no hope. We have a hope. We have a hope of eternal life, of course. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. So we're talking about a resurrection here. People die, but at the resurrection, they will rise, they will live again, and Jesus is going to bring them with him. Now, when is Jesus going to be going somewhere that he's going to be bringing people with him? Let's continue reading. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord. So we're talking about Jesus' second coming. He came the first time. And he came the first time to deal with sin. He died for the sins of the world. This time when he comes back, he's coming to establish the kingdom of God. He is going to come with all of the resurrected saints, all of the Old Testament saints and all of the New Testament saints. All of those people who have died in the faith, not having received the promises, as well as all of those who are alive and remain at the time when Christ comes back to this earth at his second coming. So I'm going to read that sentence again. It says, for this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain at the second coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. And in other versions it says, shall not precede them which are asleep. In other words, those people who are fortunate to be alive when Christ descends from heaven at his second coming, those people who are alive at that time will not go with Jesus Christ until first those people which have already died in the faith are resurrected. So those people who are asleep in the Lord, who died in the Lord, who died in faith, they will be resurrected first, and then all of us together will rise in the air to meet our Lord. And that's what it says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And from that point forward, we shall ever be with the Lord. We will have our permanent bodies, our resurrected, spirit-composed, eternal bodies, and we will have a permanent dwelling place. It will be wherever the Lord is. And as we're going to see next, the Lord is going to be on the earth. He's going to establish his kingdom on the earth. Yes, we rise together with the saints who were resurrected, those of us who are alive and remains. You may be fortunate. I hope that I'm fortunate to be one of those few who are alive and remain when Christ returns. We're going to be caught up together with the resurrected saints in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. But we don't stay in the air, and we don't go off into heaven to dwell in heaven forever. No, that's a myth. We come back to this earth with the Lord, because the Lord is going to establish the kingdom of God here on earth, and we shall rule and reign with Jesus the Christ here on earth. That's our destiny, and we're going to prove that by turning to Revelation chapter 19. This is the book of Revelation chapter 19, and we'll start reading in verse 19, and we'll read all the way through to chapter 20 and verse 6. So again, we're going to turn to Revelation chapter 19. We'll start reading in verse 19. And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against Jesus the Christ and his army. His army meaning us who have been resurrected, who have ascended into the clouds to meet the Lord, and those of us who are alive and remain at his coming, who are changed in the twinkling of an eye at the last trumpet. That's the army. So when Christ returns with his army to make war against the kings of the earth and the armies of the earth and the beast and the false prophet, it says that the beast is going to be taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought those miracles, and they will be thrown into the lake of fire. And now notice this next part. It says, and I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is called the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. So first you have us who are alive and remain being changed in the twinkling of an eye. Those who are dead in Christ being resurrected, we all together meet Christ in the air, I believe, for the marriage ceremony. And perhaps we will go to heaven. We'll meet Christ in the air and then go on to heaven and have the marriage ceremony in heaven. And then we'll come back to this earth. We'll fight against all of the recalcitrant people who have not accepted God and who are fighting actually against Jesus Christ as he returns. We'll come, we'll fight against them, put down all rule and rebellion. And then the next thing is that this angel is going to bind Satan the devil. And notice for how long Satan the devil is bound. It says here that Satan the devil is bound for 1,000 years. He was cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years, and he is not going to be loosed until those 1,000 years should be finished. Now notice this next part. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received the mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands. And they lived. They lived. That means they were resurrected. They were resurrected. And they did what? They reigned with Christ. And for how long? For 1,000 years. Again, my friends, what happens is Satan is bound for 1,000 years. During that time, all of the resurrected saints will rule and reign with Jesus Christ for those 1,000 years. Now notice where it's going to be. We have to turn back to Revelation chapter 5 and read verses 9 through 10 to find out where we shall be reigning with Jesus the Christ for this 1,000 years. This is in Revelation chapter 5 and verses 9 through 10. And it says here, we sang a new song saying, you are worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, speaking of Yeshua the Messiah. You were slain and you have redeemed us to God our Father by your blood, and you redeemed us out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, because the gospel will have been preached throughout all the world, and people will have been baptized and taught to keep God's commandments. And so God will be able to redeem people out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. And what does he do with people? He says, I have made those redeemed people kings and priests. And we shall reign where? We shall reign on the earth. That is our permanent dwelling place. That is what the Feast of Tabernacles pictures. The Feast of Tabernacles pictures us having a permanent body, an eternal spirit-composed body, and it pictures us being in a permanent dwelling place, and that permanent dwelling place shall be on the earth. And what shall we be doing on the earth? We shall be ruling and reigning with Jesus the Christ as kings and priests, teaching other people who have not yet accepted God, teaching them the ways of God so that they can be resurrected, or so that they can be changed in the twinkling of an eye, so that they also will shed their temporary tabernacle and they will take on a permanent tabernacle. They too will have a chance to have eternal life. Well, thank you for joining me on this program, friends. I hope you'll come back for the next program where we'll continue talking about some of the other lessons that God is trying to teach us through the observance of the Feast of Tabernacles. And may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. Or call us on 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.